Good afternoon and welcome to Mars Bar on this Sunday, January 2nd, 2022. I am your host, Marcy Latimer. Thank you so much for joining me here at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And this is our first Sunday of the new year. So this is our first show of the new year, and we just really appreciate you tuning in. Always, of course, help us at Eternal Affairs Media. If you feel so inclined, join us, of course, and visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always, God bless you. And I always start with a prayer. And this one just really is to say, Father in heaven, destroy the powers of darkness trying to destroy America. In Jesus' name, amen. Very simply put, a very short prayer, but really, it's all we need to get the new year started. We need to start fresh, and I'm thinking 2022's got to be a good year for everybody. So much happened in 2021, just really horrible. It was a horrible year. I'm just not going to even brush it lightly because it was worse than 2020, that's for sure. We started, of course, with the inauguration of the fraud in the White House, Clueless Joe, as I call him, Clueless Joe. He is a fraud, in my opinion. And I know President Trump won 2020 election, and I'm still going to hold truth and in my belief. And I pray to God that truth will prevail. Truth is shining, and we're shining a light on the darkness that is overcoming in America throughout the 2021 11 months in office. He's really destroyed this country. Of course, I always call him a puppet anyway. He's really not the one controlling everything. He's the puppet, and there are puppet masters. And I do believe it's Obama's third term. And Soros, of course, is the head of that helm. So they're evil, and the evil is going to be shown. And I think when we are having our midterm elections in 2022, it's going to shine a light and things will overturn. Hopefully we will continue to pray that that will happen and Republicans will take back the House and Senate. And once we do that, I think things will just go our way again. And President Trump hopefully will be a huge part of that. And I look forward to it. I keep talking about his social media platform, how we're going to jump ship on the big tech as soon as he gets his Trump social media platform. It was supposed to come out in November, and here it is January. It still hasn't happened. I keep getting little notifications about Trump with a social media platform. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I wish I did as to when that's going to actually happen, but I certainly look forward to that day because we know that big tech is the enemy as well as the Democrats overtaking America and the government. So we need to fight like mad to just make sure we get our conservative voices out there and we are able to have free speech and everything else. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman out of Georgia, she's great. She just wrote, Twitter is an enemy to America and can't handle the truth. They have actually suspended her account. So this just came over her commentary. She said, that's fine. I'll show America. We don't need them. And it's time to defeat our enemies. They can't successfully complete a communist revolution when people tell the truth. Yes, social media platforms can't stop the truth from being spread far and wide. Big tech can't stop the truth. Communist Democrats can't stop the truth. I stand with the truth and the people. And she says, follow me on Getter. Now, this is something I've never heard of. G-E-T-T-R, all caps. Telegram, I have that. I know that. And Gab. Immediately to continue to hear the truth about the communist revolution in America. So you can find her there if you're interested in hearing what she has to say at Real Marjorie Greene on Telegram, Gab Real Marjorie Greene, and Getter is Meeting MTG for Numeric for America. MTG for America. So that's a new one. But people need to just be able to spread the truth and be able to comment on things without getting censored on Facebook and Twitter and all these horrible platforms. So that's why I'm really looking forward to Trump when he finally gets his social media platform, because it's going to be free speech and no censorship. So it's going to be really nice. So I do have big news. New year, of course, fresh starts, new beginnings. And a lot of people are really doing the same. Conservative voices like myself, who are from blue states, and I am from California. Big news to share. This is my final show out of California. I am moving to a red state. I will be moving to Fort Worth, Texas in 5 days. So I'm excited about that. June 5th and 6th actually are my moving dates. So we should be there by the 6th and 7th officially, and in our new home in Fort Worth. And I'm really excited about just going to the land of the free, place that actually respects our freedoms as Americans. I mean, what a wonderful concept that is. It's amazing. No mandates. I'm over the mandates here. The dictatorship that has gone on too long here, unfortunately, in my beautiful state of California. And I live in one of the most beautiful places in the nation, San Diego, California. It really, truly is a beautiful city, and it's going to be in my heart. I'm a third generation native. I was one of those people that kept saying, nope, nope, not going to move, when people were saying, oh gosh, I think we're just going to move, we're going to move. And I just say, no, no, we can't let them do it. We can't let the Democrats win. We can't let them drive us out of our own homes. And we have to just stand up and fight. And I truly still believe that. We still need to believe, you know, stand up and fight for our American rights. But at the same time, sometimes you just know in your heart when it's time to make a move. And there is a site on Facebook, in fact, there's a page called California Exodus and Ex-California's Info for Conservatives. And it basically is for other like-minded people in our state and people that are moving to red states because they've had enough. They've literally had enough. And I'm one of them, unfortunately. I just can't stand how they're taxing us all over the place. They're just, it's so expensive here, first of all. It's very unaffordable to live. Yes, we always joke we pay the sunshine tax because we do have the best weather in the nation, no doubt. But the fact of the matter is, it's become very unaffordable. And the gas prices alone are insane. If you think your gas prices are high right now under that fraud Biden, trust me when I tell you, it's nothing compared to where I live in California. It's really bad. It's nearly $5 a gallon. And some places do have it over $5 a gallon. I know San Francisco is even worse than San Diego. So really bad. We are getting hit hard, and it's bad. So I just will never complain again about gas prices once I'm in Texas. I cannot wait. I'm going to tell you right now. I heard it's only $2.79 there a gallon. And I know that that's expensive for the people in Texas because I think they're used to only paying $1.50 or something. But I will say, compared to our prices here in Southern California, that's nothing. So I'm going to be very happy, and I will not complain about gas prices again. Can't believe it. That's going to be a huge savings. Also, just cost of living in general is going to be amazingly different than what I'm used to. And I'm just so pleased with that. And I think it's going to be a great move, and very happy for my family. So please pray if you so feel compelled to. I do appreciate it for the travels, for our safe travels, getting from California to Texas on the 5th and 6th. That's when we'll be traveling. And I do appreciate all the prayers. And right now, of course, there's a meme that's going around. It's very funny. And it's of Gavin Newsom. Yeah, Newsom, I call him. It says, congrats, Gavin U-Haul, salesman of the year. So that's a funny one. But it's true, because this guy, literally, with all of his horrible dictatorship and his mandates and his high taxes and the gas prices and everything else, that he has really been a problem of, I do blame him on so much. The nephew of Nasty Pelosi, her, so of course the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Yeah, a lot of people are just fed up. And when he didn't get recalled on September 14th, and I've mentioned this on the show before, I have said that was really the date. I was waiting for that. When he didn't get recalled, that was when I literally said to my husband, it's time we look for a red state. It's time. It's really time, because they're going to continue cheating to win. They're going to keep this guy in, and it's going to get worse, and it is getting worse. And it's been really bad. There is an article, and it was really just put out a couple days ago, in fact, and I think it's very telling. It was about Californians in general, like myself, who are leaving this state. The Golden State is no longer golden because of the Democrats. They have ruined it. They had our chance to turn it around, but they blew it. So for the people who actually legitimately voted to keep this guy in, I just want to congratulate you sarcastically on what an idiot you were to vote to keep this guy in. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just going to go for it and tell you that you're idiots to continue to vote for these stupid liberals with their horrible agenda. It does no good for anything. Larry Elder should have been put into office, but you know what? You blew it. So there you have it. But this is what it says. It's a Daily Signal article. It says a recent study by the Cato Institute, the libertarian think tank, ranked California 48th out of the 50 states in personal and economic freedom. The study also examines fiscal policy and regulatory policy, and for the first time, California's population decreased last year, resulting in the loss of a congressional seat. In the third quarter of this year, 150,000 more people on average left the state versus 60,000 net departures in the first quarter of last year, meaning 2020. Between March of 2020 and September 2021, there has been a 38% decrease in new arrivals. California has 58 counties, and new arrivals fell in every single one. As to the loss of personal and economic freedom, consider the following examples. As of the end of 2021, a publicly held company headquartered in California must have between 1 and 3 female board members, depending upon its size, or face a fine of $100,000. There they go with their equity thing. Oh boy, how about qualifications? What about that? No, they want to be politically correct everywhere around. Proponents insist that female membership on boards of directors increases profits. One wonders why companies do not simply sack their male members in favor of an all-female board. It's getting to be that crazy, right? Oh gosh, this is nuts. And then it says, as of January 1st, 2022, California's new Bacon Law is scheduled to take effect. According to the Associated Press, put simply, the law requires that breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves be given enough space to stand out and turn around. For pigs, that means they no longer can be kept in narrow gestation crates and must have 24 square feet of usable space. Producers predict shortages or more expensive bacon and pork products. Oh, there you go, right there. So the poor farmers are going to have a lot more money to put out. You know, they need to move as well. This is sad. This is very sad. But there are so many things they're just dictating, and they're putting more laws. Oh, okay. Listen to this one. Then there's the new law requiring large toy stores to set up gender neutral toy sections. Oh yeah. Gender neutral toy sections. Evan Lowe, the California Democratic Assemblyman who co-authored the bill, said, we need to stop stigmatizing what's acceptable for certain genders and just let kids be kids. My hope is this bill encourages more businesses across California and the U.S. to avoid reinforcing harmful and outdated stereotypes, as though it's harmful to say you're a female or a male. I mean, come on. This is ludicrous. In 2019, barely half of kids in public schools were reading proficiently, while only 40% were math proficient. California's jobless rate, 7.3%, ties with Nevada's for last place. By contrast, Texas and Florida clock in at 5.4% and 4.6% respectively. Yay, Texas and Florida. So, you know, that just goes to show right there, the red states doing much better than the blue states. Okay. So I have a lot of friends myself that have left to go to Idaho, Arizona, because we know Arizona is still red. Yes, we do. We know Trump won there for sure. And we know the election fraud is still showing up in places that they pretended to be turn blue, but we know they're red. I have a lot of friends who moved to Utah, also Montana. Some of them are thinking about moving to Montana. I have, of course, others in Texas. So I'm just excited. Oh, well, thank you. Miss America, she entered the studio. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay. Also, the dude, Sean, thank you. And cute. She says, hello, ma'am. Well, hello to you as well. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, everybody, welcome to my show. And I'm just letting you know that I am one of the conservatives from California that is actually moving out of my state. And yes, I say Happy New Year's to you as well. And may this be a wonderful year ahead of us, 2022. I am definitely looking forward to moving to a red state where the land of the free. And of course, everybody, do your thing. Do whatever you feel is right for you. But for me, this is the right move for my family. And I believe that we're going to be happier there in a conservative place where people are more like-minded and we're not going to have the mandates. We don't have to worry about the masks and the vaccines and all that just to keep our jobs. And that's going to be a really wonderful thing. So I really appreciate that. We are moving to Fort Worth, Texas. Yes. So thank you. And some the dude Sean wrote, Virginia is a bunch of mask wearing trolls. Yeah. Yeah. You know, what's funny is when I'm at the gas station here currently, of course, in my area of San Diego County, California, I yell out the window, let's go, Brandon, because it takes about $70 to $75. And that's at a less expensive station, if you could believe it, to fill up my tank. So I can only imagine how it's going to feel when I finally get back down to $40 to fill up a tank or even less in Texas. Oh, thank you. That's going to be wonderful. And I'm going to say God-given right to not have to spend so much money on the gas tank. So thank you, Lord, for that. And thank you. Oh, and I also think it's funny when I'm seeing people wearing their masks at the gas pump and they're alone. And I yell out my window again, let's go, Brandon. I know exactly how they voted. So it's part of the fun. But you do have to have a little fun, right? Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks so much for joining me again. And I do have a lot to do, so I'm going to get going. But I just wanted to say thank you for supporting me. And yes, Miss America says, yes, our God-given right. I thank the Lord for every blessing. We need Christ back in our country. Oh, amen. Absolutely. Put God first always. And that is the truth. And God will be with us. And if we go forth with God in our lives and put him forward and put him first, then I think everything else will follow. And we're going to do fine. And truth always will prevail. So again, thank you for joining me. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. God bless, and I will see you next week, hopefully, if I'm not too busy unpacking, that is. If I do, I will apologize ahead of time. But for the most part, I will always be here, 3 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Pacific on Sundays, and I am going to be moving to the red state of Texas. Yeehaw. Thank you. And God bless.